Yes, ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome once again to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by my very good friend, the world-famous influencer and DJ extraordinaire himself, Mr. Joy Franchise. Joy, how are you doing today, sir?
That's really good, man. I'm doing great. How they doing you?
Everything's okay, man. Just,
What's up?
trying to make the levels right. The audio levels, you know. Give me another mic check just one more time right there.
Two, two, two,
All
two,
right.
two, two.
All right,
Yeah.
good. Well, we're good. We're good. How you been doing, man? What you been doing in this post-apocalyptic world that we live in now?
Oh, God. Been playing a lot of Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, pretty much it. And
Who
rewatching a lot of Marvel stuff.
knew a dystopian future would include us being stuck at home playing video games all day, every day, watching. You know what I'm
Real.
saying? It's wild, man. It's a crazy time to be alive, I tell you that. Hopefully, we'll be joined by our good friend Mr. Tarek Lewis later on in the show. But right now, I want to get into all the things that's been happening all week, because we haven't done the show in a couple weeks, and that's partly my fault.
You good?
Yeah, man. I've been having some things going on. I went to a wedding and all that good stuff. So you know how that is.
Get caught up, man. We have to get caught up.
So bad news for DC fans out there. There has been mass fire. Oh, I guess it depends on the way you look at it, right? Because things have to change. Things have to evolve. There has been mass firings and mass layoffs at the DC comic book side of things in Warner Brothers, and which is kind of touching on what I really wanted to talk about, which is DC fandom, which is the online DC, for lack of a better word, kind of online Comic Con that's going on
Yeah.
August 22nd. They're going to be dropping a whole bunch of brand new, news about DC, everything DC, comic book, video games, movies, everything. So,
It's free.
and it's free. So it's going to be like a like Comic Con at home, like what San Diego did, but it's just about DC. It's called DC Fandom, and I guess it's going to be similar to the way the PlayStation did their PlayStation 5 little online convention thing that they did. So I just want to get your take on, as you being a big DC fan, the firings and how what if you're looking forward to some stuff that's going to go down on DC fandom. And the big question I want to ask you, Joey, they made all these changes, and then they're also they're doubling down also on the IP. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So where do you see the future DC in the coming months?
it's just sad that, they are firing people. Makes you kind of wonder where they are, where they're at as far as producing new shows, I guess.
Right.
You just kind of worried, like, or not even just worried about if the shows are going to come out or the movies are going to come out, just, the timetable of it, because like I said, you don't ever want to see or hear that people are getting let go, because that just means, in a way, that it might take longer because more people are trying to pick up maybe the pick up what was left behind from those that were let go.
Right.
It could be a plethora of things. You just don't want to see anybody getting fired in these times, especially. But for DC fandom, I'm excited for it. I think the direction DC is going in right now is a really good one. I think they're going to announce Green Lantern Corps series on HBO Max. I think we're going to
Right.
get a trailer for a solid trailer for Justice League, another trailer for Wonder Woman. Hopefully another look, maybe even a quick teaser of the new Batman. So I'm
Yeah.
excited because I think they really need to knock it out the park and take this time where everything kind of has been on pause to really, let's take a breather. They don't have to rush any movies out right now.
Right, right,
Let's,
right.
we got some solid material in the works. Let's show the fans what we got cooking heading into 2021.
Yeah, I mean, I saw they dropped something recently online that they're gonna drop the brand new give us a preview of the brand new Batman video game that's gonna be coming out. I guess it's the
Wow.
next in a
I thought they
series
were
of
going to
the
stop with
Arkham.
that. I
Yeah,
thought
I
that
guess
was done.
apparently, they're gonna keep that going. So I'm excited about that.
I like that a lot. I love the Arkham games. Literally, hands down, top five games of all time for me.
Yeah, so I want to talk about what I saw that you got your hands on the Avengers beta.
Yeah.
Yeah, so give us your spoiler-free review of what you played so far.
I won't give out too much the story. I mean, you've seen most of the stuff on the trailer if you haven't watched it on YouTube. Gameplay-wise, it's a little bit reminiscent of how Spider-Man felt, you know, when you played that game. I will say it's not Spider-Man, but it's definitely like it's like a B-side of the Spider-Man game. Same kind of vibe. I think Spider-Man just moves a lot more the way Insomniac did it. It moves a lot more smoother. My thing is just the repetitiveness of the fight moves.
Right.
I mean, obviously, you can unlock, you know, special moves and things like that. I think my favorite character to play with is Hulk right now. I think Hulk is really the dopest one to really play with because he's just like smashing everything. One thing I will like kind of say, I mean, that has been seen in the trailer. That's really good. And I'm looking forward to unfolding more of the journey in the game is the MODOK character actually being in it. Which is it's an interesting story of how, you know, he plays a huge part as the big bad of this Avengers game. So I can't wait for the full version to come out. I mean, it's a beta, so you can't really expect too much. You just get a kind of solid feel for the game. And
if I
had to grade it, I'd give it like a B-, C+, maybe.
Okay. Fair enough. I was watching people play it already, and you know, some people who were kind of game streaming a little bit, and it kind of moves similar to Final Fantasy VII, the remake. This is another Square game, so it kind of like, you know, you move up to it and press the command, then Thor will pick up something. You know what I mean? Something like that. Yeah. You know. I guess it has that flow, like a role playing game flow, which is, I guess that's really the design of it. You know.
Right.
So I'm excited about that, man. I hope it's a good game, and I'm trying to finish this Final Fantasy VII remake so I can get into something else. And fortunately, the beta ended for me, so you know, I couldn't drop that money and invest in it. But I'm glad I saw you get it.
Yeah, no, it was cool. I was happy to get it. I was super hyped to play the beta. It looks pretty decent. I mean, I'm interested in seeing how it'll look on a PS5. But I think it'll be okay. I think it'll be a fun game to rock with. So, I mean, we'll see what happens come September 4th.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited about it. I want to also talk about we got some insider info on some brand new stuff that's going to be happening in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so specifically with Disney Plus. And I want to touch on it. You know, the insider, Mikey Sutton, always gives us some exclusives. And he did drop this little info for us. Are you familiar with the character Blue Marvel?
No, I'm not actually.
Okay, because apparently, he's another African American superhero that was included in the Marvel Universe. Okay. I believe he is the father of Patriot from Young Avengers.
Okay.
So, there's a. Quite possible that that character will be introduced in the Agents of S.W.O.R.D. Project that's coming out on Disney Plus. So we are waiting to hear more about that. I'll read actually the whole scoop just so you can get your get all the info. There has been speculation brimming for the Blue Marvel. A part of it is wishful thinking. The character has quite the cult following, which has skyrocketed back issue prices of his comic book Adam Legend of the Blue Marvel number 1 2008 is when the character came out. There's also the casting of Carl Lumbee in The Falcon and Winter Soldier, which some feel is the Blue Marvel and not Isaiah Bradley, the original black Captain America, the father of Patriot from Young Avengers. So again, it's just all speculation, nothing based on rumors or gossip conversations, but when Blue Marvel appeared on a recent LTS here and on it's like a speculation, you know, they treat the comic books kind of like commodities, like stock going up and stock going down. It's a show on YouTube called Lords of the Long Box. I really recommend it if you're into, you know, collecting comic books like that. So they were talking about it, that it's a possible that, you know, it's going to be a hot commodity of Blue Marvel first the first appearance of Blue Marvel. However, there's no development yet that's been heard about until now. He doesn't know if it's a recent development or simply been hidden all this time, but the Blue Marvel is among the characters being seriously considered for the Sword project on Disney Plus. Whether that will be his MCU debut remains to be seen. He has been told that the Blue Marvel is highly appealing to Marvel Studios on multiple levels. First, he has the diversity, of course, because he's an African-American character. Secondly, he's well suited for the easily comic cosmic direction the MCU is headed in, and a lot of these drops are like they're starting to aim towards the cosmic side of the Marvel stuff. Guardians of the Galaxy cosmic side is like I think they want to double down with that sci-fi feel. A lot of the stuff that's going to be happening. So there's discussions including him in the Annihilation movie possibly also. I guess more likely going to happen. Like Nova, we're going to get Nova, we're going to get Adam Warlock. I mean, they're working on it, you know what I mean? So what do you think about that? You're not very familiar with the character, but you know, the more the merrier, right?
Yeah, the more the merrier, and if it makes sense, you know, I'm all for it. You know, and getting a grip on the more galactic stories, I mean, that's cool. And the fact that he'll be like, it'll be similar to how, you know, Black Panther was when he joined the MCU. Mm-hmm. But, you know, him being an Earth-based character, and now you got, you know, the first African-American in space character, which is really awesome. So we're going to see what happens. I'm excited for the Sword TV show because I'm curious to see what, you know, Nick Fury's got cooking up in that spaceship there, and why he was in space in the first place and how long has he been up there. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be, I think, going to be a solid show. I'll probably tap into that more than I did to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And if it's on Plus, I'm all in. So.
Well, talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., man, that was an awesome way to cap off the whole season. If anybody hasn't cared anything about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I recommend you see the final season. It's already all been released, and so should be available to stream wherever you stream your stuff. Let's not get into that. But it was a good send-off, man. It was good, and it was very touching, man, very touching. And man, there's one show there where it's about Mac and about his family, and man, it was just a great piece of television, man. It was really like the gravity of the situation he was in was just. Without spoiling, I don't want to spoil it for anybody. So just go see it, man. If you ever cared or anything about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I guarantee you'll enjoy the final season at least. Let's get into another scoop is about Hercules. You like the character Hercules in the Marvel comic books?
I've never been a fan.
Well, they originally later on in the future, they kind of rewrote him kind of like, as he is like, you know, like there's the Asgardians and then there's the Olympians, you know what I'm saying? So they kind of wrote him as Olympia has been destroyed. For a long time, and he's kind of like a spacefaring character now. So he's kind of like a swashbuckling kind of Buck Rogers kind of Flash Gordon kind of, maybe, you know, touching on that kind of feel kind of character recently, the way they've written his comic book. So in December 2019, Mikey scooped that Hercules will be headed to the MCU. Hercules was being discussed for a Disney Plus, perhaps part of a Journey into Mystery show, as usual plans evolve, and now talks are veering towards his own Disney Plus TV series, one that is again rooted in the history of Marvel Comics. 1982 Hercules miniseries is what I was talking about, written and illustrated by Bob Layton, reads kind of like a blueprint of the MCU. The fast-paced mix of humor and adventure enveloped in cosmic stuff, a vintage kind of Star Wars feel. It was kind of ahead of its time in 1982, echoing the MCU work of James Gunn and Taika Waititi decades later. So it's no surprise that Marvel Studios is looking at incorporating elements of this kind of this book for the potential Hercules show on Disney Plus. Whether it will be adapted or not remains to be seen. In the original comic, Hercules hilariously got Galactus drunk. So he was finally so they finally showed Galactus without his helmet on. So goofball stuff happens in that comic book. It's right out of the gun, you know, the playbook, you know what I mean, of James Gunn and Taika Waititi. So depends on what Marvel Studios wants to do, how far they want to go. So Hercules, man. How you feel about that?
Should be good. I mean, not too familiar. Like, again, not too familiar with the character. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I think Marvel does a good job with characters that maybe fans are not as familiar with or maybe right. not popular right. choice. We saw great things they did with Ant-Man. I never really, you know, dove into Guardian of the Galaxy movies like that as either. But, I mean, look what they did with that movie, and that's probably one of the best, you know, tandems in the MCU.
Right.
Great movies. So it's going to be good. You know, keep pumping them out. I mean, yeah. Marvel really can't lose, and I think they got a solid team, and Kevin Feige's got that, you know, everything under control, and it feels like everybody's on board. They've yet to really put out a bad project. So, I mean, if you can make it work, I'm all in. And, you know, then I go back and check the comics, and I'm like, oh, damn, you know, I was missing out this whole
time. Yeah. Well, I hope, you know, I like all the things that they're creating for Disney Plus. You know, I mean, it's going to be a lot of things to watch, you know, a lot of things to watch yeah. and a lot of things to catch up on. Talking about the last thing that Mikey Sun was talking about, as far as Scoops, he believes he has heard that Allison Brie is very close to, as she's either signed or is very close to signing to be She-Hulk for yeah. the She-Hulk Disney Plus show. So one source has told him that she has already agreed to the deal. There's no official announcement, but she's being very, very, you know, keen and shy about any interviews she's been doing. But the insider really believes that Brie is going to be Jennifer Walters, She-Hulk. Her intelligence, her buoyant personality, her comic timing, she's Jennifer. Like Mark Ruffalo, CGI will take over once he's She-Hulk, but Brie's charm will be the heart beneath the FX. Sutton spoke to other insiders who admitted that while Brie is the front runner, she hasn't been quite cast yet publicly, so... You know, anything could change, but Sutton is convinced that the selection has been made. It's just a matter of time before Brie is announced. And there's quite also another rumor, another project that Allison Brie is working on that she may be Chitara for a Thundercats live action movie.
Interesting.
So that's
work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's you know, things that are working on, either a TV show or quite possible live action movie that's in the works. Nobody really knows yet, but that's what the insider gave us. So of course things can change anytime. How you feel about Allison Brie? You like her as actress?
I've never really watched her films. Yeah. I hear a lot of people talking about
comedy stuff. So she's been doing a lot of.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been talking about her for a while, so I think when they brought her up, I haven't seen her work, but, you know, I hear she gets a lot of praise from, you know, the people that have also heard that same rumor of her playing She-Hulk. She looks good. She looks good for the role. I mean, you know, I got to get familiar with more of her, you know, her work, but, I mean, she does mostly comedy?
Yeah, she does a lot of comedic roles. I forget the show or most recent show that she was in. Let me see if I can see her page here. While I'm looking that up, I want to tell you that quite another rumor that kind of came in that the insider's been hitting on is that one of the antagonists in the Moonlight Disney Plus show will be none other than Daredevil himself. So we might get some Daredevil wow. versus Moon Knight a la, like, you know, Punisher versus Daredevil, you know, like it was in his show, you know, kind of, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So how you feel about that? Get some Moon Knight Daredevil action. Who's your money on there?
Ooh, that's a good one. I don't know. I got to go with Daredevil, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That boy, you know, Hell's Kitchen. Bread.
She was in Mad Men. That's what she was.
Oh, Mad Men. Yeah.
She was in cool. Mad Men. Mm-hmm.
And she's on Glow too.
Yeah,
on
Netflix. Yeah.
So she'd be all right. She, you know, I think, you know, they do a good job casting these people, these actors for these roles, because you know, you guys like, you know, who are funny, like a Paul Rudd, who can still pull off you know, an Ant-Man character and you know, action. So
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
It's solid.
Definitely. I want to get back to a little bit of DC news before we move on from DC stuff. One last thing that the insider dropped for us was that Amber Heard and Ezra Miller are not going to be not going to be recast at all due to their, you know, their own personal problems and issues that they've been having. They are not going to be recast at all.
So they're on deck for Aquaman.
They're on deck for everything that's going to be DC that involves them.
That's wild, because Amber Heard had a whole situation
going. Yeah, they still got a whole situation going, both of them. But apparently, the DC is not walking away from them. So that's the...
You loyal.
Yep. They're being loyal to them, at least. Have you checked out the trailer for Star Wars Squadrons?
Have not yet.
Have you? Do you like the X-Wing versus TIE Fighter stuff?
I'm all for it. I think there should be more. You know, there needs to be more X-Wing. Fighters. But I mean, what's Star Wars without light? I don't feel like it's Star Wars unless there's lightsabers, or you got an X-Wing.
Yeah, no, I'm a real big fan of the spaceships. You know, so I'm really excited about this game. And there's a bunch of some people got to play some exclusive demos, and so there's a bunch of videos out there now. You can actually check out the gameplay. And it's pretty well rounded, like one of those flight simulators, kinda, you know.
Yeah.
Like you can like drop your shields, and you have more power to your weapons, and then you know vice versa. You can play around with stuff. You can customize your ships and stuff like that. So it looks like it's gonna be a really in depth, you know, kind of a dueling spaceship game, you know. So
that's cool.
I'm excited, man. Star Wars Squadron's coming out in October, so make sure you get that pre-order in. Last but not least, Tenet is finally going to come out in theaters, which is the Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like a sci-fi drama or it's another like spy movie. I don't even know what the movie's about. Do you know?
No, I don't. I did before, and it's like it's been a while since I watched the trip.
I'm confused. I just know it's going to be some crazy. It was supposed to be the temple summer movie, and it never did anything.
Yeah, of course, because of COVID. And I like Denzel Washington's son, John David Washington.
Yeah. Oh, he's in that movie. He's going to be in Tenet, right?
He's lead role.
Yeah, okay. So, interesting. I didn't know that. Well, apparently you're going to need a mask to go watch this movie. Warner Brothers will not let any movie theater screen this movie unless they are wearing a mask.
Wow.
Unless the patrons are wearing a mask. So... you know, like I said, in dystopian future that we live in.
It's the world we are in, bro. Yeah, and yo, you've got 15-cent movies.
Yeah, oh yeah, AMC's coming out with the 15-cent movies when they reopen all AMCs. And they're going to be showing classic movies too. They're going to be showing like Empire Strikes Back and the first Back to the Future and stuff like that. So that's actually cool. Pretty dope, man. You get to watch them in the modern theaters, you know. Of these old movies. I might do that. You know what I mean? Just for some fun.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah, you know, I might go against COVID for that. The last thing I want to drop before we end up the show today. There is a new director announcement for Captain Marvel 2. I don't know if you're familiar with her. Nia DaCosta.
Yeah, I forgot what she did. Candyman. Or she's doing the Candyman remake.
Yes, she does the Candyman. Or she did the Candyman, I believe.
Yeah, they're just waiting
on her. I guess she is doing the remake as well. And she has been announced, so she's doing Captain Marvel 2. And there was a bunch of stuff that we dropped, exclusive that we dropped for Captain Marvel 2. First off being that they're possibly going to introduce Nova, probably the Annihilation. They're probably going to do a little bit, the start of the Annihilation, which is the Annihilus cockroach-looking character coming to invade the universe. I don't know if they're gonna make him look like a cockroach or not, but in the comic book he kind of looks like a cockroach. So, and they're also gonna be doing a little bit of the Secret Invasion, quite possibly. I don't know if you're familiar with Secret Invasion, where the Skrulls take over the bodies of certain important Marvel superheroes and you know, the world. They're trying to take over the world or whatever.
I mean, we're still trying to figure out what happened to that other Skrull that just disappeared and drifted off.
Right. So, and then the big scoop was that I dropped with, I don't think you were on the show, I think it was only Tarek, that Spider, they're going to introduce the Super Skrull in Captain Marvel 2, but the Super Skrull is not going to have Fantastic Four powers. He's going to have Spider-Man's powers. And then Spider-Man is also going to be cameoing in Captain Marvel 2. So, I mean, it's a loaded movie for Nia DaCosta to juggle here. As far as the rumors are concerned, I don't know. You know, things can always happen. But I don't know if she's done anything else besides Candyman that's noteworthy. Yeah. So... I hope she's up to the task because it seems like a lot to lift, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So Joey, man,
I saw that also the Spider-Man 3 title might have leaked.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead and drop that title.
So what I'm hearing,
hear it too.
What I'm hearing is that it's going to be called Spider-Man Homesick.
Ah, yes, that's what I heard as well. So it's quite as a possibility.
And that Kraven and Scorpion will be the bad guys.
Ah, nice. I kind of like that. I like Kraven. I like Kraven as a bad guy. Yeah.
And they said they want a Joel Kinnaman type of actor to play him. That's what the casting call is looking like, which is interesting. Like, I don't think I want to see Joel Kinnaman be Kraven.
Right.
He was Rick Flagg in Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
But I really want to see like Jason Momoa as Kraven.
That would be dope. Oh man, imagine that. Oh my god.
That would be on point.
Ever seen Jason Momoa in his movie that's on as a show on Netflix? He's like a pioneer, he's like an Indian.
No, I haven't. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Bro. Yeah, man, he's in that role. He's very intense, and I think it'd be a great Kraven the Hunter. But the last thing I want to talk about, did you get to catch up on the Umbrella Academy season 2?
Not yet. I was too busy watching The Boys.
Yeah, yes. That's another thing I want to talk about. The Boys are out.
But Umbrella Academy's on my list, though.
Did you finish The Boys or no?
Yeah.
All right. So I'll give us a spoiler-free review of season 2 of The Boys because I need to watch it.
I didn't watch season 2 yet. It hasn't started yet.
Oh, okay. I thought it dropped already, too.
No, I was just refreshing season 1.
Okay. Well, I did watch season 2 of Umbrella Academy, and it is just as spectacular as the first. If you're a fan, you're going to enjoy it. It's nonstop. I don't think I could have stopped. I saw every single episode, like, nonstop. I couldn't stop myself, so I think it's you'll enjoy it a lot. If you're about the fandom and you're about the Umbrella Academy, you're gonna enjoy it. All the actors are great. All the new actors are great. Actresses are great. It's a good time. Good time to sit at home and watch some Umbrella Academy. I highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. If it's your cup of tea, you know what I'm saying. So Joey, man, let me know what else is going on with you.
Just pushing out content on my Instagram at Joey Franchise or YouTube. Just search Joey Franchise with a Z. Also tap in with me, Wild 94.1, every day, Monday through Friday. I'm back in the building 7 to midnight.
Nice.
And download the Wild 94.1 app free if you're not in the Tampa Bay area. Ride out with your boy. And I'll see you guys on the next one.
Yes, sir. Of course, you can follow my Eternal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR. I just be streaming and from home and you know, my Latino stuff and everything else. And I've been game streaming. I've been game streaming, man. Doing a lot of game streaming.
I'm just getting my stuff set up now because I'm in the process of moving. So I'm getting a game monitor. Just got my gaming desk.
Nice. So, I've been doing it. So I've been do it a lot. I do a lot of Call of Duty, Apex. I'm going to get into that Squadrons when it's rolling in October. And you can follow me on Facebook, Speedy Junior Gaming, spell out Junior Gaming. On Twitch is DJ Speedy JR. And thank you so much for hanging out with us here on the live show, Geek Culture Congress. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you so much for listening to us and subscribing to us. You can do it also. Go to find the RSS feed, Google us. Three words, Geek Culture Congress. Follow us on Instagram at Geek Culture Congress altogether. And we also have the Facebook page, the fans' Facebook page, where you'll probably get a scoop or two before we even talk about it here on the show there. So go ahead and give us a like there at three words, Geek Culture Congress on Facebook, okay? Joey, it's a pleasure to see you, man.
Always, man.
Hope you do good, man. I'm trying to get into the studio one of these days.
For sure, yo. Let's link up.
All right, my bud. Have a good one, everyone. Bye-bye.
Later.